And I'm Maggie. Welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to be discussing
Care for God's creation.
Our catechism quotes come from number 293, stating that the world was made for the glory of God, and therefore scripture and tradition never cease to teach this fundamental truth. Secondly, it comes from number 2415, stating that the seventh commandment commands respect for the integrity of creation, including animals, plants, human beings, and are designed for the common good of past, present, and the future of humanity.
Pope Francis states, "Today, however, we have to realize that a true ecological approach always becomes a social approach. It must integrate questions of justice and debates on the environment so as to hear both the cry of the earth and cry of the poor." And that comes from his encyclical letter, Laudato Si, on the care for our common home. And our current issues that we chose were climate change, abortion, and food and water insecurity.
As the Catholic Church, we have created many opportunities to help with these three issues. Primarily, the Church teaches solidarity with all people, including our posterity and future generations, and caring for our common home is the best way to do that. Secondly, a more concrete form of a solution was what we just discussed, Pope Francis's encyclical about climate change. And then the government solutions. Within the United States, we've passed the Clean Air Act, which regulates federal air quality and is intended to reduce and control air pollution nationwide. And then the second act that we have is the American Power Act, which prohibits drilling within 75 miles of the coastline in order to reduce oil spills and potential oil spills.
So our proposal is that all global citizens should do their best to reduce their carbon footprint and forms of waste. And we could also save energy, like through solar panels. And we have the responsibility to each other and to our posterity to protect the environment on Earth, because like things are getting worse and we need to reduce that as much as possible. Thanks for listening.